Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever spent like a morning without your phone? Like you forgot it at home?
Yes.
And it feels like you are like missing an arm.
I did it in Vegas recently when I lost it for like 48 hours because I broke it. And I went through mental torment and torture and thought the world was coming to an end, really.
Which is funny because you think that way if you lose it. So you would think that we would take better care of our phones. Before Christmas, I was hanging out with some friends and like most parents do, my friend gave her phone to her daughter and we were hanging out outside. So her daughter was in the bed of the truck and she was playing on her mom's phone. Next thing you know, her daughter stands up and she drops her phone between the truck bed and the cab of the truck.
Can you even get that?
There's like just enough room for a cell phone and its case to fall down there.
The chances.
Well, and immediately we all went, how do we get it out now? Because it doesn't fall straight through. There's like a bottom on it.
No, how do you get it out?
Oh, it was like they were pulling out. Luckily, the garage was open. So they were pulling out all these tools and stuff and trying to shake it out. It was ridiculous.
Do you get mad at the daughter? Or do you say...
She didn't in the moment, but I'm pretty sure on the way home, there was a conversation about things you don't do with mommy's phone.
Yeah, I would have been cursing in my mind at my son if he did that and put me through that. Phone is our lives.
Well, just the other day, there was a hockey game going on, and the hockey player, I don't know why he didn't decide to, like, I don't know, leave the phone in the locker room. He had it in his pocket, and it fell out during the game. Like, are you texting someone during the game? Like,
you are playing
line
hockey.
Line change. Let me go text somebody.
On ice. Yeah. Where you hit each other. And you got your phone in your pocket? What? I don't even know what to say to that. That must have been an accident.
I don't know. And these seem like pretty ridiculous ways to lose your phone. But I'm sure people can top it.
Yeah. I've got a pretty unique way that I lost my phone. I'll tell you in 6 minutes. We want to hear from you.
What was the random way you lost your phone? You can call or text us. 888-431-3764.
We value our phones so much. They have everything in our lives that we need on our phones. So when we lose it or break it in some stupid way, we're thinking, how do we actually do that?
Well, in some of these ways, you're like, how does that happen? The odds of your phone falling, like the 760 says it wasn't me, but a guy that I was working with was working on a piece of equipment. He leaned over and his phone fell out of his shirt pocket, hit the frame of the machine that we were working on, bounced straight up, and then went perfectly through the slats in the floor, gone forever.
You're just staring going, how could that possibly happen? Out of all the places it could have landed, it just went straight through there. 323 says, I hit a jackpot at a casino for $5,000 on the slot machine. I was so happy when I got paid that I left the phone on the machine. understand right. that.
Now you have that for your deductible to get your new phone from insurance. 951 says, I left my phone in the side pocket of a beach chair. When I was carrying the chair back to the rental house, it must have fallen out. So I did the find my phone thing.
Right.
My phone was actually in the ocean.
The tide swept it up.
Oops. Bob in San Dimas, where's the ridiculous place that you lost your phone?
Okay. I didn't lose it. I found it. I was out at Paris a couple years ago skydiving, and I was under canopy, and I pulled my phone out of my pocket, and I dropped it from about 1,500 feet.
While you were in the air, you took your phone out?
Yeah, I wanted to take a picture. I found it. It was laying in the grass out there, but yeah, it fell from about 1,500 feet.
Okay, note to self, don't stand underneath Bob when he's parachuting.
Yeah, that could be dangerous.
Can you imagine getting hit from a cell phone?
I left my phone in a plane years ago.
Oh.
And by the time I realized I was already halfway around the airport waiting for my next flight, I went all the way back to the gate and they said the plane had gone.
Yeah, your phone was taking a vacation.
So I do not know where that phone is to this day, all those years later, or who found it or what happened.
Where's the ridiculous place that you lost your phone? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
New truck, big lift, old roads.